Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mulana Muhammad An-Nabiy al-Mujahid al-Shahid Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina saru sayrahu Wa jahadu fi Allahi haqqa jihadihi hatta atahumul yaqeen amma ba'd. After the conquest of Damascus, which had taken place just before the winter season, and the Muslim army spent 4 months laying siege to the city, so it was a difficult period for the Muslims, and the winter of Sham is very severe winter. Hence Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an, in keeping with the instruction of Umar radiallahu an, when he appointed him as the commander-in-chief, the letter that he wrote to him, one of the instructions that Umar radiallahu an had given to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an was, وَلَا تُنَفِّذِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِلَىٰ هَلَكَةٍ رَجَاءَ غَنِيمَةٍ, that do not make the Muslims go to something which will be difficult for them, which will be a means of their destruction, just in order for you to acquire some extra booty. So in the quest for booty, do not put them into dangerous situations. So in keeping with this instruction of Umar radiallahu an, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an decided that he will not continue with his journey, or he will not continue with the fighting, rather he will allow the entire winter season to pass. So therefore the Muslim army remained in Damascus for quite a few months, waiting for the winter to pass, so then they could continue with the offensive. After winter had passed, now the next step was the city of Homs. Today's time, as we explained, it is known as Homs. The people of the area, they have the habit of putting a dhamma on the first letter of words, so therefore it's known as Homs, but historically it's known as Homs. So the bulk of the southern region of Sham was now under the Muslim control. Whether it be Palestine, Jordan, and the entire area up till Damascus was all now under the control of the Muslims. So southern Sham was under Muslim control. Amr bin As radiallahu an was appointed in Philistine. Shurahbil bin Hassanah radiallahu an appointed in Jordan. And now Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an appoints Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma in charge of Damascus. And he now continues towards Homs. Homs is moving more towards the north. He sends Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an ahead of the army with a small force, and he was traveling in front of the army towards Homs. On the road to Homs, there's a small place, or there's a city, small city, known as Ba'labak. When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an came close to the city, a small force came out from the city in order to encounter Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu an. Since it was not a very big army, Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu an only sent 50 horsemen in order to go and encounter and fight with this force that came out. They attacked them and they forced them to retreat into their fort. Thereafter, Khalid radiallahu an had come, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an had come, the people of Ba'labak realized that they had no hope in fighting against them. At this point, it seems that the Roman army began to retreat and not put up any defense. So it was more the people of the town. The same happened with Homs as well. It was the people of the town that were fighting and defending the city. The Roman army, the main Roman force, was nowhere to be seen. They had retreated towards the north. So the people of the city realized that there was no hope for them in fighting against the Muslims. Therefore they asked Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an for peace, and they entered into a peace agreement with Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, which he accepted. Some of the conditions of this agreement, just for us to understand the justice of the Muslims, and how Muslims are not bloodthirsty. They are not there just to take over land. Some of the terms of the agreement were safety for their life, safety for their wealth, safety for their places of worship. Their churches, their places of worship will not be interfered with. Then safety for their homes. Then another clause was that they will be allowed to graze their animals up to 27 kilometers out of the city. Now, such a far distance out of the city, they had complete liberty to graze their animals in this entire area. Then those of them that were businessmen and needed to travel for business, they were free to travel in any of the Muslim lands. Any of those lands that had come under the control of the Muslims, they were at liberty to travel in all these lands. And they had 2 months of respite. 2 months of respite for them to decide what they want to do. So either they could accept Islam, and obviously that would be the best, the ideal, and they would be equal to the Muslims in terms of their rights, or they were free to leave and move over to any of the remainder Roman territories that were still under Roman control, or move over to wherever they want to move. They could go without anyone interfering with them, or they could accept to remain under the Muslim rule and pay the jizya. They had 2 months to decide regarding this. So this is the justice with which Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu dealt with them. Thereafter, the Muslim army continued towards Hims. Hims was a very important city, because Hiraqal, the Roman emperor, had made this his capital. In this region of Sham, or in the area of Sham, he made this his capital. Therefore, we find previously, we had spoken about him traveling from Hims to Jerusalem, moving back from Jerusalem to Hims, etc. But when the Muslim offensive started, then he retreated from Hims and he went away further north to the southern area of Turkey, to Antakya. So it was a very important city. Together with that, the atmosphere and the air was very pure. The soil was very fertile. So it was a very lush area, a lot of greenery, a lot of water, and it was a very important city for the Romans. Later on, Khalid radiallahu anhu, when he passed away, he is buried in Homs, and currently today his qabr is also in Homs, Masjid Khalid bin Walid in Homs. So the people of the city sent out a big force. They sent the force out approximately 30 kilometers out of the city in order to defend the city and to encounter the Muslim army. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu sent Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu to engage with this force. Khalid radiallahu anhu attacked them. However, the non-Muslims by that time, the Romans, the Kuffar, they already had suffered a psychological defeat. Because of the multiple losses in previous encounters, it had a very powerful psychological impact upon them, and they could not hold ground for very long. They fled towards Homs. So Khalid radiallahu anhu sent a small force to pursue them, to go after them. When the small force pursued them, they encountered a sizable Roman force, but they managed to defeat them as well. One Muslim horseman, somehow he broke away from the army. He strayed away on his own by the name of Shurahbil. He strayed away, and when the enemy saw that he's all alone, so some horsemen come towards him. He began to fight against them all alone, and he managed to kill 7 of them single-handedly. Thereafter, he went towards a river. He dismounts his conveyance, thinking it to be a safe zone, a safe area. He dismounts from his conveyance. He feeds his horse water. He feeds water to his horse, and he was relaxing there when plus minus 30 horsemen see him and they come towards him. They were on the other side of the river. He was on this side of the river, they were on the other side. When he sees them coming, he mounts his horse, he jumps into the river, he comes out on the other side, and then most probably he dismounts his horse. And he began to fight them, and with every strike he killed one enemy, until he managed to kill 11 of them. Again fighting all alone, one person fighting against 30, he managed to kill 11 of them. The remainder of them run away, they escape into a monastery. He follows them into that monastery. However, when he entered the monastery, the people of the monastery began throwing stones at him, and in this way he was made shaheed. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh lays siege to Hims, and the siege continued for approximately 18 days. For 18 days they laid siege to the city. It was a very severe siege, a very strong siege they had laid to the city. The Roman forces, as we explained, they retreated. So there was no major encounter. It was the people of the city that were alone and defending the city. So they say to the Muslims, in order to play some type of tactics with the Muslims, they say to the Muslims that why don't you go and fight against Hiraqal, against the Roman emperor? If you defeat him, then we will become your slaves. So don't worry about us now. Go and fight against him. Once you defeat him, then we will become your slaves because he is ruling this land. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu remained camped there. And he camped at the gate from where there was some hope that the people of the city will receive help and they will receive reinforcements. He camped on that side of the city in order to block the way for any type of reinforcements to come to the city. The horsemen of the Muslims spread out in the area, and in this way they managed to have some encounters and they received a lot of booty through those encounters that they had engaged in. They cut off all supplies to the city, which obviously made it very difficult for the people of the city, and the siege became very intense until finally the people of the city realized, or they feared, that if they have to come and take over the city by force, then it's possible that we will be taken as prisoners. So before that happens, before we become prisoners, before our wives and children become prisoners, we rather enter into a peace treaty with them. Hence they entered into a peace treaty with Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, and thereafter they opened the doors of the city and the Muslim army entered into the city, and there was a very peaceful atmosphere in the city. Thereafter, Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu sent his forces further north to pursue the Romans that were retreating. So in the direction of Halab, Aleppo, a very historic city, they had gone in that direction and in some other direction. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu sent his forces behind them. After this victory, he wrote a letter to Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, giving him the glad tidings of the great victory that Allah had blessed them with, how Allah had instilled fear in the hearts of the enemy, and the enemy had retreated, and also making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great victory. And he informed Umar radiallahu anhu that he had sent his forces now to pursue these Romans that were retreating and were fleeing. Umar radiallahu anhu, in his reply, he had a different suggestion. And Umar radiallahu anhu's instruction was that don't pursue them now and don't continue with the offensive. Allow the remainder of this year to pass. Obviously, there was a lot of fighting that had taken place. There was a lot of movement of the Muslim army. So Umar radiallahu anhu, in his wisdom, he felt that they should not continue currently, rather they should halt for a little while. Perhaps it may be that they should get control of the territories that were under them. Large lands now came under their control. There may have been some other wisdoms that Umar radiallahu anhu had. Hence, he instructs Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu that call back your force. Don't continue until this year passes. There may have been a few months, approximately half year left. So he says, allow the year to complete and the year to end without any further offensives. So Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, in fulfilling the instruction of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, he calls back those forces that he had sent, and now he camps outside the city of Homs, and he sends Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu with 1,000 soldiers to Damascus. In order to strengthen Damascus, there was already a Muslim force that was in Damascus. In order to strengthen Damascus, he sends Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu with 1,000 soldiers. And now the Muslim forces spread over the land, which was under their control, in order to get control over the areas, the newly conquered areas. This retreating of the Romans was for some strategic reason. They left the cities, Baalabak, Hims, etc., without any defense. The reason was that they were planning something bigger. Inshallah, we will discuss that tomorrow. The great plan that the Romans had in order to do a major offensive against the Muslims. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.